Stone and Fay Holden in The Hardy Family. Present The Hardy Family, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer motion picture series, which brought to life to millions and reflected the common joys and tribulations of the average American family. And now, here are the same great stars in the parts they created on the screen, Louis Stone, Mickey Rooney, and Fay Holden, The Hardy Family. That a masquerade ball is usually the key to his honest opinion of himself. So, naturally, how would Andy Hardy go to a masquerade?
Naturally, Mom, I'm going to the masquerade as the greatest lover in history.
But for goodness sake, dear, what are you doing in your father's red flannel underwear?
I'm just trying it on. I plan to wear it to the masquerade Friday night.
You do? Oh, uh-huh. That's a wonderful disguise, dear. Everybody else think it's your father.
Mom, look, please. There'll be more to my costume than this. I'm going as Cyrano de Bergerac. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm home, Emily.
Oh, Mom.
Anybody here?
Mom, Dad just came in the front door.
Dad's
home, Dad.
Then I better go right out and see the potluck, Susan.
Emily, where are you? Emily.
Mom, how can you think of potluck when you hear the heart-rendering call like that?
Heart-rendering?
Certainly. Dad's home from a long, hard day in court. He's waiting to rush into your open arms.
Emily!
Listen to that. The call of the hungry heart.
Andy, now listen. I know your father, and that's the call of a hungry stomach. I'll go right out and look at the pot first. Tell him dinner will be ready in just a minute.
All right, I will.
Good evening, Andrew.
Good evening, Dad.
Have you seen that? Good heavens.
What's the matter?
Don't tell me that's another new sport outfit you bought.
Dad, it's just a pair of your old red flannels, that's all.
Oh, I thought it looked too conservative for you.
It's part of my costume for the masquerade Friday night.
Gosh, what in the world are you going as? A small bottle of ketchup?
Certainly not. I happen to be going as the one and only Cyrano de Bergerac.
Ah, I see. By the way, is your mother around?
Mm-hmm. Mother, I hate to say this, Dad, but Mom's out in the kitchen.
You hate to say it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's wonderful.
Wonderful? Dad, when you dashed through that front door just now, what did you expect to find?
The inside of the hallway.
No, seriously. I mean it seriously.
Well, I hope to find your mother.
Exactly. And tell me why.
I want to ask her if we're going to have pot roast for dinner.
Oh, my gosh, Dad. What is that old tender feeling you once had for Mom? Those little whispered nothings in her ear.
Oh, now, look here. I may not go around whispering in your mother's ear, but I love her just as much as always.
But you take her too much for granted now. When you come home at night, what do you think of first? Your stomach.
Good evening, James. Potros is almost ready.
Emily, my love. What do I care for food? Come here, woman. Let me take you in my arms.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Let me crush you in my arms and whisper some sweet nothings in your ears.
Oh, James, that's so silly. If you're going to whisper nothing, it's all right for Andy to hear it.
You must admit I tried.
Mom, wait a minute, Dad. Mom, look, can't you see? Dad here is all puckered up.
Why, Andy, your father hasn't got a wrinkle in his face.
Mom, it's smooch time. Smooch. Go on and smooch with that. Live it up a little.
There. Now, I'll start getting dinner ready.
Dad, this is tragic.
Oh, now, son.
Uh-huh.
When two people have been in love as long as your mother and I, it's not necessary to constantly demonstrate affection. After a few years, you only have to look into each other's eyes to get that wonderful, warm feeling.
Well, it's not like that with Polly and me.
No? Why not?
On a cold winter night, parked in my hot rod out by Miller's Oak, we'd sure have a terrible time keeping each other warm with our eyes.
I had a wonderful time tonight, Andy.
Yeah, it was swell, Pa.
Andy?
Yes, honey.
Won't you tell me what costume you're going to wear to the masquerade?
No, I will not, Pa. That's the fun of the whole thing. I'll have to guess who you are, and naturally you'll have to guess who I am. That's the fun of it, see?
Well, can't you just tell me one thing you'll be wearing?
Not fair, darling. Then you'll know me.
Uh-huh. Oh, please, just tell me one thing to look for.
Okay. Just one.
Oh, you're sweet.
Look for Dad's nightshirt.
Andy Hardy, you're mean.
And what?
Well, anyhow, thanks for taking me to the movie tonight.
Oh, it's all right, Paul. But I still say you should have let me pay my way at least.
Oh, no, Andy. You've taken me a lot of times and you were broke tonight.
I know, but you paid for half the gasoline, too.
Well, it was nothing. One gallon.
I appreciate it, believe me, anyhow. And thanks for the hamburger. It was good.
Don't even mention it.
Oh, what a dream you are. By the by, my dear, how much do I now owe you?
You mean for this month or last month?
All told.
Oh, don't worry about it. Well, good night, Andy.
Good night, Polly. I'll see you tomorrow, darling. Night. Oh, my gosh. Holy cats, this is awful. When we said goodnight, we just shook hands. Dad, listen, it was terrible, absolutely terrible. We just stood there like brother and sister, and we just shook hands.
Well, son, I'm sure Polly will overlook your failure to kiss her tonight.
I'm not worried because I didn't kiss Polly.
You're not?
I'm worried because she didn't kiss me.
Oh.
Something's gone wrong. I got to do something before it's too late, too.
Really, you can stop by and kiss her on your way to work in the morning.
No, Dad, no. Now, somehow I've slipped. Must be getting old. Awful old.
Well, good heavens, go put on your shawl and we'll wheel you over so you can kiss her now.
Oh, Dad, I tell you, it's gone. Vanished. The old appeal. Suppose something happens to Polly and me. Suppose we just go... I have to find a new girl. And there I am. Not able to deliver the stuff anymore.
Don't you worry. If things are that bad, your father will get his car out and he'll help you deliver the stuff.
And no longer irresistible.
Oh, no. Maybe you haven't lost anything. Maybe this is just your off-season.
Yeah, off-season. Yeah, that might be. Maybe I've still got it, but Polly doesn't bring it out because she hasn't got it enough for me to give it out anymore.
Oh, well, dear. It'll probably all come back when the weather gets better.
No, I tell you, Mom, I've got to find out right now.
Why? Why all the urgency?
Dad, if Polly's lost her appeal,
yeah,
we might as well be married. All set for the masquerade tomorrow night?
Hi, Beezo boy. Yeah, I've got my costume all worked out, too.
Oh, you probably won't recognize me, so I'll tell you what I'm going as.
Yeah?
What?
Romeo.
Beezy, if you're Romeo, I'm Juliet.
Oh, gosh, I'd like you to be Andy, but I'm taking Hilda.
Now, look, I mean, What makes you think that you can be Romeo?
My girl, Hilda.
Yeah?
She thinks I'm a cross between Romeo and Casanova.
Something's cross, and I think it's her wife.
Huh?
Look, old pal, let me give you a little advice, see, kid? Don't let Hilda get her hooks in you, see? Just go ahead and play the field. Play the field.
Play the field?
Yeah.
But I like Hilda.
So she appeals to you, so what? So you start dating her steady, see? Like, next thing you know, poof. The old appeal is gone.
Oh, gosh. People don't lose their appeal until they're awful old.
Now, listen, son. It can happen in the blush of youth. Just like it did with me and Polly.
You mean Polly Benedict doesn't appeal to you anymore?
I'm afraid not. Sad, but she no longer brings out the beast in me.
Oh, gosh, Andy, she hasn't lost her appeal. Why, just this morning, Joe Walker said she made him do flip-flops every time she passed.
Yeah?
And four other fellas agreed with him.
Well, Beasy, listen, you don't have to help me.
Gosh, listen, Andy, if she wasn't your girl, well, I think I'd leave Hilda for her myself.
Beasy, will you please? Don't
No, sir, you don't have to worry about Polly. She just has to flap her eyes once and she can get any fellow in this town.
Shut up, will you, Beasy?
Well, I sure hope I made you feel better about Polly.
Yes, you sure did. Thanks a lot.
Aren't you glad to know she hasn't really lost her appeal?
Yeah, yes, I am. But do me a favor, will you?
Well, sure, what?
Will you help me look for mine? Came to me in a flash. I know how to find out if I still got the old irresistible technique.
Well, let's hear about this proposed scientific experiment.
Well, I'm going to the masquerade as Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yeah.
Nobody will recognize me. It's my chance to circulate, see? And see if I can still knock the chicks for a loop.
I don't believe I quite understand this business about loop chickens.
Well, look, I'll explain. With all the girls in costume, I can draw a bead on one here, sharpshoot another one there, romance this one, that one. See?
Sounds more lethal than the hydrogen bomb.
Well, Dad, don't you see? It'll test my old appeal. I've just got to find out if I can still deliver.
But how can you exert your devastating appeal through a mask and a costume composed mainly of my old red flannel?
Dad, listen to me. If you've got it like I used to have it, a suit of armor couldn't hold it back.
So when it comes time to unmask, won't Polly Benedict be a little annoyed to discover you're the one who's been charming the other ladies all evening?
I've got that all figured out, too, Dad. Just before time to unmask, see?
Yeah.
I sneak out of my car, put on a different costume, sneak back in, and nobody knows what happened to the great Cyrano.
Oh, I see. And suppose you find out at the masquerade that you haven't got this great appeal anymore.
Then, Dad, you'll never see my face around this town again.
What?
I'll never take my mask off.
Back to the Hardy Family, starring Mickey Rooney, Lewis Stone, and Fay Holden. Cyrano de Bergerac had an extremely long nose. But if Andy Hardy goes through with his plan to romance all the ladies at the masquerade, his Cyrano may wind up with a very flat nose.
Ben, where are you?
Yo! Reach for the tail in your vomit.
Ben, I just want to... Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought my husband was in here.
That's all right. Come on in. Come on in. It's only me. It's me.
But, Kent, what on earth are you dressed up for?
That's all right. It's my Western costume for the masquerade tonight, partner. You told me get ready.
Oh, that's very cute, dear. Well, I wanted to ask your advice about my costume.
Now, Emily, my dear, I've told you before, I think you'll make a very beautiful Statue of Liberty.
But do you think I should carry an electric torch?
Electric? Well, where would you get the electricity?
Well, dear, I thought if you wouldn't mind carrying a few batteries.
So you can attach yourself to me?
Mm-hmm.
Emily, every time I dance with somebody else, I'd short-circuit you.
Well, love you. I thought that would be rather romantic.
Romantic, huh? Mm. The two of us all hooked together with a lot of wires and batteries. And...
Yes. You know, like Andy said, every time we touched, something electric would pass between us.
Yeah. But I would suggest an imitation.
Gaze upon the most unhappy lover in history. There you go. The Bergerac.
Andy, come here, dear. How did it happen?
Look, for God's sake, it's a false nose. I made it out of flour and some water, dear.
Son, they'll never guess who you are in 100 years.
Well, thank you, Dad. Thanks anyway.
You're the most realistic anteater I've ever seen.
I am not an anteater. Cyrano happened to have a very long nose.
If that thing had legs, it'd go as a Siamese twin.
Never mind. It's strictly authentic. I tell you, Dad, I copied my entire costume from pictures I happened to find in a library book.
Well, I think you look wonderful, dear.
Thank you, Mother.
So romantic in those tights and that ruffled collar.
Well, I just hope I am romantic. This is the night I find out if I still got my old magnetism. Are you sure nobody will recognize me?
Not a soul.
It's very important. That's because...
What did you say? You better catch it.
Yes, I know. Yes, I got it. Diamond, I just used too much water and not enough flour. I got to go out in the kitchen and whip up another nose.
What a masquerade. By the way, how's your plan working out?
Dad, not so loud. Nobody knows me. Look over there. See that Juliet over there, huh? That little Juliet?
Yes, I see her.
That's Phoebe's girl, Hilda. I'll ask Hilda to dance with me and start on her first. Of course, it won't prove much because she goes for a character like Beezy.
Well, then what point do you hope to prove?
I gotta take it easy at first. I'd start from the beginning just like I did when I was younger. Uh-huh. Get the feeble-minded one first and then work my way up.
Good luck, Cyrano.
Thank you. That was a beautiful waltz, Fair Juliet. What has your Romeo got that I, Cyrano, have not? Look there, babe. See that mood yonder? Smell the fragrance of the night air? Here on this romantic balcony? Doesn't it make your blood run faster? Yeah, I can tell you're overcome by the magic of the night. The heavy intoxication of love has you speechless. Yeah, that must be it. Move closer to me, Fair Juliet. Let me put my arm around you. Now, don't resist. This is fate. It had to happen. The night. The meeting of our two hearts.
If you try to kiss me, I'll scream.
You powderhead. What are you doing in Hilda's Juliet outfit?
Well, the costume company ran out of Romeo, so they sent us two Juliets.
You please just keep your mouth shut and don't tell anybody who I am, and I won't tell them who you are.
Oh, you can count on me, Andy. I won't breathe a word.
All right.
But, Andy.
Yeah.
Can I have every other waltz with you? Oh, Andy, isn't it a lovely masquerade?
Yeah, don't call me Andy, though. It's terrible, man.
My dear, what's the matter?
I came to see if I could still send the girls, and so far I've tangled with Beezy, a scrub woman, and that old maid, Miss Evans, and two married women who thought I was their husband.
And weren't any of them fascinated by you?
The only one who almost gave me a tumble was Beezy.
Well, there must be some attractive unmarried young girls here. Andy, have you tried that Spanish thing you eat over there?
Where? What? Say, that is sensation. Okay, I'll give it another whirl. Ah, senorita, you tango divinely.
Oh, gracias, senor.
Look, senorita. La moon.
Oh, see, it is beautiful, no?
And drink in the fragrance of the beautiful night air.
Yeah. Oh, it is very romantic, I think.
See?
The spell of the night. Oh, it makes the blood run fast in the veins. See?
Mucho si.
And you, senora, perhaps overcome by, how you say, intoxication of love.
See?
I put my arm around you. So,
yes.
Our face is close together.
See.
We no resist. See?
See. I mean, no.
Oh, senor, it is fate. No.
No. I mean, see.
Our two hearts meet flesh. See?
Wow. I've got it back. I still got it.
What, senor?
I haven't lost it. This is better than I've ever lost them. Oh, I'm sorry, senor. Sorry. As you were seeing?
Oh, no. Please tell me. What is it you have not lost?
Just keep going. You'll find out. Let me tell you, what a night for scientific experiments.
Oh, I take it you've been highly successful with the ladies.
I just murdered one, Dad. Stunned her fifth.
You mean that cute little senorita dancer?
Exactly. That's the chick. Completely swept her off her feet. She threw herself at my feet. It was pitiful.
Yes, dear, for you, I'm afraid.
What do you mean?
Well, dear, Mrs. Kennedy just told me that little senorita is Polly Benedict.
Hard-boiled owl.
The funniest thing I've heard in years.
What? That is tragic. I've been a big jerk. Polly must have known all along it was me. She's probably laughing herself sick at me right now.
I don't blame her. It's very funny.
Terribly funny. What's funny about it, Ken?
Andrew, he exerted every ounce of charm in his command, and he wound up with the same old girl.
I gotta get back to Polly. Get her out there on that balcony again.
What for? She only fell for your charm because she knew it was you.
Yeah, and if I want to stay healthy, I've got to let her know I knew it was her, too. I'll see you later.
Senor, I'm so happy you bring me out to see the moon again.
Let's start smashing our hearts again, see?
You have a strong fascination for me.
Bueno.
I know you are going to kiss me. I cannot resist.
Tuck her up, my little tamale.
How you like, senor.
Mucho smucho.
Senor, I think I'd like to tell you something.
No, let me tell you something first. Let's drop the act. Cut out the accent. Forget the masquerade. You don't think you fooled me for 1 minute, do you?
I didn't.
Certainly not. Would I romance any other girl in the world? Tell me, would I, I knew all along who you were.
You did?
Sure.
Well, golly, I was hoping you did. I'll have to admit I knew all along who you were, too.
There's another girl in the world who could smash my heart like you, Polly.
Oh, you're sweet. And you always did send me in a swoon, too.
Really?
Yes, Harold.
Here again is the Hardy family.
Andy, you've been sitting around the house brooding all day. What's the matter, dear?
I've got a terrific psychological problem,
Mom. Oh.
Well, I thought your problems were all solved and you discovered you still had your old magnetism.
Dad, look, I made love to a girl. She fell for me.
Mm.
Then I find out it's a girl who's already nuts about me, and I don't know if she fell for me or somebody else, which she thought I was when I thought she was somebody else who... Holy cats, I'm dead.
Father, I think it's wonderful. If Paula didn't know who you were, it means you were so attractive she fell for somebody else and was... Oh, you are dead, dear.
Yeah, I've romanced Polly away from myself.
I wouldn't worry too much, son. As long as you're so irresistible, there must be millions of women at your disposal.
I don't know, Dad. Where romance is concerned, there's one big thing I've got to worry about.
Oh, what's that?
Me. I'm just too much competition for myself, Dad.
Mickey Rooney and Faye Holden is based on characters created by Aurania Ruberall. This program was written by Jameson Brewer. Direction is by Joe Bigelow. Original music was composed and conducted by Jerry Fielding. Supporting cast included Eleanor Cannon, Gil Stratton Jr., and Lee Brooks. Herb Allen speaking.